Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Joe Biden's brother, we now have learned, was hired to broker a secret $120 million Saudi deal. When Joe Biden was the vice president, new documents are revealing. Now, you would assume that this deal that was a secret deal worth $140 million, specifically with the Saudis, would be getting some media attention right now. You would be wrong. James Biden, the president's brother, has been the bag man for decades for Joe Biden. We know that from documents. We know that from the laptop from hell. But when Hunter Biden became of age and got kicked out of the military for cocaine, he became the new useful idiot. He was the one that could take bigger risks because he was the son of the vice president and now the son of the president. And James Biden, at that point, didn't have to be the bag man anymore. He moved up in the crime family. But what we do know is when it came to the really big deals, like the one I just mentioned, he had no problem being involved. The now first brother, James Biden, we know for a fact, was hired to help a Philadelphia construction company resolve a decades-old dispute with the Saudi government because he was the sibling of then-Vice President Joe Biden, court documents reveal. This isn't just an accident, okay? This is court documents. These are real court documents. The 2017 admission by James Biden referenced in two affidavits from May of last year, 2021, is certain to draw the attention of the GOP House-led Oversight Committee. Why? Because they're investigating the first family's massive influence peddling dating back decades. The affidavit, which was first obtained by the DailyMail.com, was filed in a dispute between the construction company called Hill International and one of three law firms it hired to help claw back approximately $140 million that the Saudis owed for a desalinization plant built by this company in the 1980s. Now, the law firm Langford & Reed claimed that Hill International also hired James Biden, he's now 73, back in 2011 to negotiate, quote, a secret deal with the Saudis to settle the dispute and get out of paying Langford the 40% cut outlined in their contract. In 2017, in July, Thomas Sullivan, a former Treasury Department official turned private investigator hired by Langford, drove to James Biden's home in Philadelphia to discuss his role with Hill. According to Sullivan's sworn statement, James Biden said he was hired to handle Hill's business development and had been assigned to help with the company's interests in Saudi Arabia. The first brother added that he was often tapped to represent Hill in meetings because, of course, the name didn't hurt. Why? Last name Biden. James Biden also told Sullivan that he had attended a February 2012 meeting with Saudi officials at which Hill would receive final payment for the plant. Now, Biden also added, and again, listen very carefully, Biden added that he had attended the meeting, quote, because of his position and relationship with his older brother, then the vice president of the United States of America, the number two to Barack Obama. According to the president's sibling, Hill's payment for its work would be made in both cash and a very large amount of future business, Sullivan said. After the meeting, Sullivan alleged that James Biden's wife, Sarah, walked him to his car and revealed that her husband and his older brother, Joe Biden, the vice president, were very close and that they told each other everything. Now, if this isn't what a crime family does and a crime family acts like, I mean, this is in essence a shakedown. Hey, just so you know, my husband tells his brother everything. Who's your husband? Everybody knows it. Who's the brother, right? Everybody knows it. It's the vice president of the United States of America. That's a threat. That's what that is. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. If you've got a cell phone, then you need to make the switch to the only Christian conservative cell phone coming to the U.S. Why? Because when you pay your bill and every time you make a phone call or send a text message, you're supporting conservative Christian causes that you believe in. If you are fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, then stand with a company that actually does. Make the switch today. You're going to get a free month of service plus free activation with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative wireless provider. They use the same towers that you're on right now. You get to keep your same phone many times and your same phone number. Plus, they defend and protect our First and Second Amendment rights. They also make sure they stand up for the unborn. They offer nationwide coverage and they are an amazing company. When you pay your bill, you are supporting what you believe in. Now, right now, you can try Patriot Mobile for 2 months and get your third month free. Plus, get free activation. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. Sarah Biden also told Sullivan that, quote, he doesn't like us talking to people, the ex-Treasury man recalled. I didn't ask for a further explanation, Sullivan said, since I was looking at two large men in dark suits and a big black sedan parked on a side street looking directly into their house down the walkway I had just exited. I thought they were some type of security, probably Secret Service. Well, the vice president's brother shouldn't get Secret Service protection. We'll deal with that in a minute. In a separate affidavit, Langford and Reed partner Thomas Langford alleged that his firm and the Saudis had tentatively agreed on a settlement of Hill's claims worth around $100 million by November of 2011. However, after James Biden's February 2012 meeting with Saudi officials, Hill initially went dark, quote unquote, then claimed that the Saudis had backed off on the statement. According to Langford, Hill International CEO had told him that he had just retained James Biden because the Saudis, quote, would not dare stiff the brother of the vice president who would be instrumental to that deal. So the quid pro quo is in. It's there. It's right there. Again, according to Langford, the Hill International CEO had told him directly, hey, I retained James Biden for this massive deal because the Saudis wouldn't dare screw with the vice president. Because if the brothers involved, they knew they couldn't get away with it because the Saudis need a good relationship with the United States government. And that means a good relationship with Joe Biden. Langford's affidavit, again, these are court documents, does not elaborate on why the CEO believed Joe Biden would be instrumental to any settlement. It doesn't matter because we can all figure that out because we all know why. Because it's the Saudis. The Saudis need a good relationship with Joe Biden. And they need a good relationship with the Hillary Clinton. They need a good relationship with Barack Obama. And this is a way to go, well, crap, we got to pay the money. What gets even more interesting is this. After the president's brother, James Biden's February 2012 meeting, Lankford said that the CEO seemed indifferent to the ongoing dispute and communicated with the law firms only infrequently. In addition, Lankford claimed the U.S. government officials who had previously been helpful became guarded and emphasized that Hill was doing a lot of business in Saudi Arabia. At some point after 2014, when Lankford said that the CEO declined his offer to sue the Saudis to sell the debt, James Biden revealed that Hill and another man had secretly agreed to settle through the award of future contracts. According to Lankford, James Biden also said that the settlement may have involved a massive cash payment directly to the CEO. That seems shady as hell, right? CEO's taking a settlement, but the CEO's getting direct cash payments. That's not going on the company's books. And not only that, you're guaranteeing future contracts, all because Joe Biden's brother's involved. As of May 2021, Lankford claimed that Hill International and its affiliates had been awarded $358 million from the Saudis in construction management contracts since February 2011, after doing virtually, quote, no business with them. It's unclear from the affidavit how much James Biden was paid for his work on Hill's behalf. A representative for the first brother denied that any negotiations took place, but that's not what the court documents state.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, the Biden crime family consistently now has the same excuse when they're accused of wrongdoing. Here's an example of what Jim Biden's representative said in a statement to the New York Post. Quote, this entire story is yet another attempt to smear Jim Biden. Mr. Biden never negotiated with the Saudi government on behalf of Hill or any other entity. That's not what the court documents say. President Biden, by the way, has long denied having any knowledge of his family's foreign business deals, including those involving James, his brother, his wife, and the first son, Hunter Biden. James and Hunter, by the way, were previously linked to a planned multi-million dollar deal with Chinese communist state-backed energy conglomerate, CEFE, which is currently being probed by federal investigators. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer asked the Treasury Department in July of last year for information and transactions flagged as suspicious activity that involved the first brother's activities in the Middle East. So the idea that he never did business there is obviously absurd. He specifically asked last July from the Treasury Department about deals in Saudi Arabia and Qatar, where James Biden acquired relationships over the course of Joe Biden's time in elected office. This, as evidence continues to mount, quote, that the Biden family used Joe Biden's name to secure massive deals around the world to enrich themselves. That's what James Comer said on Tuesday. The Treasury Department must provide the suspicious activity reports generated for the Biden family and their associates to inform our investigation about the Biden family's business schemes and Joe Biden's involvement. If Joe Biden is compromised by his family's deals, this is a national security threat, James Comer went on to say. Now, let's pause on the brother of the president, James Biden, for a second. And let's move back to Hunter Biden, because there's been new movement when it comes to Hunter Biden. Take a listen to this from Fox News this morning.
New in the Hunter Biden scandal now, the president's son was bragging about his relationship with former President Obama's ambassador to China just before his business associates arranged multiple meetings with him. That's according to emails found on Hunter Biden's laptop, reviewed by Fox News now. Former Democratic Senator Max Baucus was sworn in by then Vice President Biden as the U.S. ambassador to China in late February 2014. About 2 months later, Hunter Biden said this in an email, you know, from the laptop, as his associates were setting up meetings with that brand new ambassador to China. On Baucus, we have a very, very good relationship, and I can ask anything we need. I bet the Chinese like that. They're communist government. A Republican member of the House Oversight says this raises more questions for President Biden.
Then candidate Biden told the American people, Dagan, that he did not have any business dealings. He didn't have any knowledge of the business dealings of his son. We found out through the New York Post Hunter Biden laptop story that that wasn't the case at all. We're talking of folks in China, and this could be a national, the president, think about this, the president of the United States could be compromised.
Well, and that's the whole point of all of this. It's not some fascination with Hunter Biden and what he types on. It's national security and the president. Jason Chaffetz, Fox News contributor and former Utah congressman. Jason, this comes at a time when China's been flying stuff over us, trying to get information. And we can't even get our hands on everything on the laptop. They deny it for 2 years.
Yeah, and the government has had that material for years now. I think they've known for a long time at the FBI, the Department of Justice, that this is a problem. In this particular case with the former senator from Montana, Max Baucus, remember, Max Baucus goes into office with Joe Biden. They're both senators at the time that Hunter Biden was 8 years old. And Hunter Biden just had a birthday. He's now 53 years old. So to say that he has a very, very good relationship is probably not a stretch of the imagination. The problem is Hunter Biden takes a stake in BHG. I think it's the organization there that has a stake in China. It's tied with Chinese intelligence officials. Hunter Biden is flying on Air Force Two with the vice president to China. Wow. And obviously using these connections to come up with business deals that enrich the Biden family by the millions of dollars.
So, Jason, is this the sort of thing, because now things are kind of tying together more, and at the nexus of all of this is a country that hates us so badly that when COVID was spreading, they didn't even give anybody a heads up, least of all us. So badly that when they were flying a spy craft over us, they said it was a weather balloon that had blown off course on a non-windy day. I mean, when you look at this, should the American people have known about what was going on with the Bidens before they voted in the last presidential election?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so offensive about these intelligence officials that tried to suppress and dismiss this information, you know, and to go after Donald Trump. It's about China not being or not being held accountable. All of this ties together. Everybody should have known because the reporting was actually there. But the stories were suppressed. And still to this day, we don't understand about Hunter Biden's art dealings. We don't understand how much money he still may have coming out of China. How is it that the Bidens, Joe Biden, is a United States senator on a $174,000 a year salary? How is it that he has beach houses in multi-million dollar mansions? And you start to look at Hunter Biden, well, he's claiming that he owns some of these houses, then he doesn't own them. I mean, the paperwork is really fuzzy here. And this is what gets the American people, all this privilege that ends up in the bank account of the Biden family. And why isn't that exposed? You have to fill out financial disclosure forms, but it seems that those are incomplete.
Incomplete is a kind way of putting it. these financial disclosure forms admitted hardcore information, I would say evidence of just how much money the Biden crime family was bagging for themselves. And if you needed a fix in and you were representing somebody that needed something done in another country around the world, all you needed was a Biden to show up at a meeting. And that cost of having you show up seems to always be in the millions of dollars. And James Biden understood this, right? He understood how to do this. He understood how important it was to be at certain meetings so that a person with the last name Biden is actually there. He was good at it, too. We're talking about decades of exploiting the family last name and his brother's position, whether it was a senator or as the vice president or now as a president. Now, what we know now here, and again, this is another important point about all this that people really need to understand, is the Biden crime family, basically, when Hunter Biden became of age, it just expanded their reach financially. It allowed them to make more money. It allowed them to double up on deals. It allowed the Bidens to be at two places at once. James Biden could be hanging with the Saudis, getting that deal done, while Hunter Biden could be hanging out with Russian oligarchs or Chinese Communist government officials or Mexican corrupt businessmen who desperately needed a deal in the U.S. or needed to get out of jail card in the U.S. Never forget, one of the men in CEFE who was charged with crimes in the United States of America hired Hunter Biden as his lawyer for $1 million retainer. That's what we know about. Who knows how much money could have been coming in from other different scenarios or different ways. This is a crime family that must be dealt with. These are the newest stories that the media is not telling you about. And this is now backed up by actual court documents and affidavits. All right, I'm going to tell you more about this in a second, but I do need to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people, a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide, and you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4, the number 4, gold IRA. 877-4, gold IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to move to another story that also is a very important story, and it deals with your safety. We are now getting whistleblowers, flight attendants, and pilots, and airline personnel who are blowing the whistles quietly about the dramatically lower hiring standards for pilots and others in the airline industry. Why? Because we are trying to fill quotas. This is about the name of equity. And part of this is the fault of these airlines, and the other part is the part of the fault of this administration under Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete, who's a transportation secretary, loves to talk about diversity, loves to talk about inclusion, and it's putting now your safety at risk. Tucker Carlson last night talked a little bit more about this, and then I'll give you even more background of what's happening with the airlines, but listen to his commentary. It's very interesting.
Commercial air travel in the United States has long been the safest in the world. So safe you never think about it. When was the last time a big jet crashed in this country? What, October 2001? Decades ago. But like so much else, that began to change immediately after Joe Biden became president. Biden imposed the principles of equity on the airlines. And that meant dramatically lowering hiring standards for pilots and for air traffic controllers. And disgracefully, the airlines went along with it. Result? There have been several near disasters in aviation recently, with hundreds of lives at stake in each case. Last Wednesday, for example, a United flight was coming in for a landing at Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston. The aircraft was low enough that passengers could clearly see the runway. Right before landing, a plane on the ground taxied out into the path of the United flight. The pilot aborted the landing so dramatically that people on board were terrified. It was another near miss at an American airport, though this one never made the news. What's happening here? We wanted to know what is going on in commercial aviation. Clearly something is. So we reached out to someone who's flown for the airlines for many years. The following account was written in December by a veteran United Airlines pilot. Under its woke CEO, Scott Kirby, United Airlines has allowed politics and racialist ideology to trump safety concerns. According to this pilot, who works for Scott Kirby right now, those decisions have put the lives of passengers in grave danger. Quote, name redacted just told me about a B777 off Maui that almost crashed two nights ago. Both pilots became disoriented and pulled out of a dive 300 feet above the water, pulling 2.5 G's. I'm just home from Denver Training Center. There's some real horror stories out there about United, but management is hell-bent on just ignoring what is going on. The investigation is still ongoing, but the captain of the Maui flight was brand new. There was a new hire first officer, and my understanding is that we almost lost an airplane for no good reason. Both have been sent back to go through the four-week course. The new hire here on my fleet is a nightmare. It took him 50 hours to get through initial operating experience. Worse yet, talking to his instructor, out of his 25 landings in the simulator, 15 ended up in the dirt. Not one of them was on the center line of the runway. They said his radio work was like that of a private pilot. He has no situational awareness. I'm jump seating to SFO right now. A United B777 first officer is next to me. She said the training is totally inadequate for new hires. Her husband helps train them at United's in-house pilot academy, Aviate. He's constantly asking these kids who come in, has anyone told you what this is? Many have no idea what they're getting into. They're hiring people straight out of high school now. Zero aviation knowledge or desire. It's just about the money and adhering to ESG. End quote. And it's not just United. It's everywhere. Southwest Airlines' in-house pilot training program, called Destination 225, has dramatically lowered its standards. Many of its graduates wind up working for a charter company called Swift Air, which is under contract from the Biden administration to fly illegal aliens around the country without the American population knowing about it. But other graduates wind up flying for Southwest Airlines. Last year, a newly hired first officer on a Southwest flight, formerly a flight attendant, hit the runway so hard on landing that a crew member was gravely injured. So this is what it looks like in real terms when you decide that identity is more important than aptitude in something critical like aviation. At some point, many people are going to die because of this. You should know that.
The scary part is he's predicting what many have been talking about. I take flying lessons. I love flying. And I can tell you that I'm hearing stories like this often. I'm also hearing from different people that are telling me different things about what they're witnessing and what they're seeing. There are other concerns. The United statement, by the way, on this takeoff from Hawaii is another issue here. After landing at SFO, the pilots filed the appropriate safety report, United said. United then closely coordinated with FAA and the ALPA on the investigation that ultimately resulted in the pilots receiving additional training. Safety remains our highest priority, United says. There's a problem here, right? How is it that people with this little experience are getting in these positions? Of course, United, talking about the plain flat facts of United Flight 1722, sudden descent after takeoff from Hawaii in December, says, well, if you have questions, right, this is to their staffers, the concerns about this flight were self-reported, and we have a rigorous system in place for addressing these issues, and it worked as it should in this case. The story, they say, linked above describes a safety program which is central to United's safety culture, saying the major U.S. airlines all have a voluntary and confidential self-reporting structure for incidents. There are thousands of reports filed each year across airlines like United, but the system is designed to capture and learn from each one without focusing blame on individuals. These systems, which prioritize mitigating the risk of a reoccurrence and emphasize training, are a major reason why the U.S. aviation industry has a track record of safety that it does. United also said the pilots from the flight self-reported the event and fully cooperated with the investigation. The two pilots involved have approximately 25,000 hours of flying experience between them. The incident was not NTSB reportable. So this is how they're dealing with major issues. The plain facts, United Flight 1722, sudden descent after takeoff from Hawaii in December. Well, it's all fine because we've got self-reporting going on. There's also concerns now that many airlines are still mandating the vaccine for new pilots coming in. So if you don't want to get the vaccine, you're not getting a job, which makes it even a smaller pool of people to get access to the best pilots, because the government and these entities have gone totally woke over any type of sanity on safety. Now, the last thing that Tucker said there, I think, is absolutely right. We're putting this woke ideology and this, you know, we have diversity over the safety of people in this country right now that are flying. I want the best damn pilot in the box. I want the best staff on the plane. I want the best trained flight attendants on the plane. I don't want a woke flight crew. Even if that flight crew had exactly the same political ideology as I have, if they're not the best, I don't want them. I'll take a hardcore group of liberals on a flight if they're the best people for that flight, because at that moment in time, I'm worried about safety. I'm not worried about politics, and I'm not worried about checking boxes. This administration, however, is completely focused on checking boxes. That is the problem. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends and write us a 5-star review so more people will see this. Please forward this podcast to everyone you know. Put it on social media, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.